In the current situation in which the market finds itself is very deplorable. The reason is simply because we have, as you can see, very dilapidated shed. My mother was a market woman here. She used to sell tobacco and cola. And ever since, you know, I was a kid, this market has remained in this state. I think that as a country, we need to move forward. As a town, Zorungu needs to move forward. And that is the reason why we need, this is the central commercial district of the town. And Zorungu, as you know, is a very old and important town. It was capital of the Northern Territories, and I don't think that as the capital of the Northern Territories, it deserves this kind of market, and that is why we want to to upgrade it. And you know that as a social democratic government, we are more interested in serving the masses, and as a peri-urban area, we need to ensure that the commercial activities go on very well, particularly to empower the women who sell here in order to be able to take care of their children, to be able to make a living out of it. And that is why I thought that this is a very important project. That is why I started a lobbying on the day that I was sworn in as an MP, and I'm very happy to announce that we have the funds to be able to control the market.
You know, assembly has a monitoring committee made up of experts like the engineer, the planning officer, the chairman of the workshop committee. All of them are there. And then we visited the chief and we told him about this project, and he was so happy. And he said he's going to cooperate with all of us. So I know the citizens of Zorungu all for this project, and we all give a helping hand so that and the contractor too has assured us that he's going to do quite work. He has done this work somewhere else. He's working at the market in Tamale, Abobo Market. MP has personally visited them. It's a good thing. It will be represented here. Assembly is going to set up a market committee, and their duty is to, you know, liaise between the contractor and the people. And then I also know that the contractor too will have to take some security people to help him in that area. So I think that with all these things put together, there shouldn't be any cause for alarm.